This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com. And today I am at Patriot Renewable Fuels with Dave Gerhardt, who's the plant manager. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, thanks for joining me today. You know, of all the people I've talked to since I started reporting on this industry several years ago, I think, Dave, you might be one of the oldest, actually most veteran ethanol people I've ever met. You were in ethanol before people even knew what it was. So tell us a little bit about where are you from and how did you get into the industry?
I actually started back in 1983, 84 at a place that's now known as Chief Ethanol. And at that time, we were the largest dry mill plant in the United States. And back then, corn was less than $2 a bushel. And so it was something for that local community to try and help the farmer. And since that time, that plant has expanded up to about 60 million, 70 million gallons to date, and still a very profitable business. I moved on from there in 2000, 2001, and went out with ICM and started the first five of the plants that they had built and designed, similar to the one here at Patriot. From there, I then went over to Kappa Ethanol, which is in Minden, Nebraska. And I was the plant manager there for about 9 years. And from there, it was a nice move for me to come to a bigger plant and now bring the skills that I have over the past 30 years basically to Patriot Ethanol. And it worked out very well for both parties.
Well, Dave, I know one of the big challenges of the ethanol industry is squeezing every penny out of a bushel of corn. And you're constantly looking at efficiencies and ways to make more money. So do you feel that your experience that you've had in the past 30 years has given you a unique eye, per se, in this plant to help them become more profitable and to make sure that your technology is as efficient as possible?
I do. With all the expansions and things that I've done throughout my past experiences, every plant that I've been at, we have started at nameplate capacity. And then we have taken it up, and this plant is no different. And with everything that we have learned throughout the years, bringing it up, it becomes easier because you know where the pinch points are. You know more efficiencies on different ways of doing things because throughout my experiences, there's a lot of different ways to make that happen. And we try to utilize and play to our strengths here, and it's worked out very well.
Well, Dave, for some people who haven't had the experience that you've had as plant manager and running plants, what are some of those areas that you found or that you can recommend to some of the plant managers where they could potentially find some efficiencies and ultimately some additional profits?
One, you would look at your energy balance and see where you could actually put variable frequency drives rather than an automatic control valve, so that would reduce electricity. If you can reduce water usage, that helps you out in the energy balance as well. There's different trains of thought on fermentations, on what you can do there. Sometimes people take the path of least resistance, and in doing so, they short-circuit the energy efficiency that they can actually get out of their plant. So it's one thing to run the plant very, very hard and try and make as many gallons as you can, but that may not be the most efficient. So there's another way to do that and run hydraulically as much as you can through the plant, but be energy efficient, and you have a cost-effective gallon.
So you've literally been able to run a cost-effective gallon in this plant despite the fact that there have been some economic challenges.
Absolutely.
So Dave, when I come to Patriot, you're a little bit unique in the fact that you really seem to be operating in what I consider to be more closely related to an oil company and that you are a true biorefinery. And you have taken some risks in an environment where a lot of plants are afraid. So why do you know that adding a biodiesel facility to your ethanol plant right now is the right thing to do?
Adding the biodiesel to this facility is a win-win situation. We're already extracting the corn oil, and we're actually today selling that to someone that's turning it into the biodiesel. It's basically cutting out the middleman and doing it ourselves, which actually adds value to not only to ourselves as Patriot, but it the customer as well, as they know that it comes from their own crops, their own facility, a place that is homegrown, you have more people that buy into that.
So if I go to the local gas station, I see the 10% or the B10 or the B2, or I know it's coming, pretty soon it's going to come from right here.
It will, yes.
Now, when you look at, I feel like you know something that other people don't know, and in terms of the way that you've structured your facility and in your thinking, do you think there's other opportunities for ethanol plants to model themselves after you?
I do. I think if they had the foresight that this company has, and the board members, the support that they've had, I think they can. It's a very winning situation. Each plant is uniquely different as to their location. That's going to make changes to anyone out there. So they have to look at the situation, where their market is, and this facility here has done a very good job of looking at all of them.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, that because you talked earlier about cutting out the middleman, per se, and where you've been selling your corn oil to another biodiesel facility or into other markets, you're not going to take it. So does that mean that you're going to become one of the lowest-cost biodiesel producers in the country?
I would assume so.
You know, you've been in the industry in a long time, and obviously you really like the industry, you would have left. But other people don't have that personal experience with ethanol, and I think it's important for consumers who are listening to this interview to really get a feel of why, even for them, whether, no matter where they live, that biofuels support is an important aspect of their lives. It really affects them. So what do you really want these consumers to know about ethanol and about biodiesel and about Patriot?
Well, first off, hopefully they all realize that ethanol is probably the cleanest thing you could ever put in your gas tank. Gasoline is not. I've had conversations with people that build engines, Marshall engines out of Kearney, Nebraska. Their conversation was that they've never had an engine come back to them that was damaged as the result of ethanol. They've had many come back that were damaged as a result of gasoline. So to take that away, alcohol is very safe. It's homegrown. It's renewable. It's not something that we have to go foreign to get. So it's been a very nice opportunity of being in this industry as I have. And I think biodiesel is just going to build on that. It's another arm of the ethanol facility that most of these places could put on, and you have now two fuels that are coming out of the same product, and it diversifies what you can make out of that one bushel of corn.
And the RFS is in jeopardy right now, and I think a lot of consumers are very complacent about not caring about the renewable fuel standard. Why do they need to care?
They need to care because it has such an impact on Middle America. And Middle America, we've done so much to build up, whether it be the farm incomes, and it's not only the farm incomes, but then you have the trucking industry, the fuel distribution. So every plant, no matter where it's at, has an economic impact at a minimum of 70-some miles around it. So as we've built this infrastructure up and actually taken away all subsidies for this product, it has done a great thing for Middle America. And so this needs to stay. There's nothing that out there that says that we should reduce anything. It seems to be media-driven, and as people read the media, most of them believe it. So it's hard for us out here to say it's not a matter of food versus fuel. It's food and fuel, because we're making the fuel, and obviously the products that we make as a co-product actually make food. So it's not one versus the other like they'd like to paint. It is actually, we do both.
What's next for Patriot?
I would say that there's other things on the horizon. I don't know what they are yet, but I look forward to working with them.
Great, and I look forward to watching. Thank you.
Thank you.